This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million the week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the College Board. The unprecedented spread of the coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. So what about the millions of high school students who have been working hard to earn college credits by taking advanced placement classes? The College Board has unveiled virtual supports for students, including free, live, and on-demand AP review lessons on YouTube, and the first ever online AP exams. Students can take the AP exam at home, on a device of their choice, in a safe, comfortable environment. Trevor Packer is the Senior Vice President for Advanced Placement and Instruction at the College Board.
We've surveyed AP students nationwide, and the vast majority want to take the exam. That's why we've set up a process that's simple, secure, and accessible. We want to make sure that every student has the chance to earn the college credit they've been working so hard for.
The 45-minute online exams will be given from May 11th through May 22nd. Makeup test dates will also be available. To learn more, visit cb.org.
The president's talking about reopening the economy and getting back to normal, but more and more governors are ordering that face masks be worn just to do simple business, as we hear from Marianne Perry.
As the COVID-19 crisis continues, Governor Larry Hogan has issued an executive order requiring everyone in the state of Maryland to wear a face mask or face covering whenever they are inside a retail establishment or using public transportation. The order also applies to staff members of those businesses. The executive order goes into effect 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
A federal CDC response team is to tour the Smithfield Foods plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota today. The processing facility, which accounts for 5% of all U.S. pork production, is now closed after more than 500 of its employees tested positive for COVID-19. JCPenney is considering filing for bankruptcy protection because of the economic downturn, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A state hard hit by coronavirus is trying to help its working residents, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
California is making plans to reopen businesses to help ease the unemployment crisis that they have there due to the coronavirus pandemic. California was once a state with record low unemployment, but now that's reversed.
Just like that, now 2.7 million people claiming now the need for unemployment insurance in just over 1 month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
Google is rolling out a new kids section to the Google Play Store earlier than scheduled, with teacher-approved apps for learning at home. Google was going to be launching the section later this year anyway, but it's moved up the timeline with the nation's students home from school because of the coronavirus. The apps will include a list of what things are about, what age they're for, and why teachers think they're effective. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show and how you can connect with us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, BillMartinezLive.com. That is the address that you need to know. With us right now is Dr. Mary Schmidt. She's an infectious disease specialist based out of Virginia who was diagnosed with COVID-19 herself. And she's going to share with us her experience on both ends as a victim, I guess you could say, as someone who dealt and had a fight with the disease, and also as an infectious disease specialist. Dr. Schmidt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Okay, tell us your story. What happened? When did you discover that you were diagnosed with COVID-19?
Well, my story actually exemplifies some of the problems we had early in March. So we were in Colorado. I also live in Virginia. We're in Colorado entertaining friends, so out and about in the Aspen community, and went to the Wheeler Opera House, the theater, were lots of restaurants, skiing, and the day I came back, I said, I just don't feel right. I'm like getting maybe a little sore throat, a couple sneezes. And then over the next week, I realized I was having this, a little bit of this sore throat. And quickly, within about 5 days, I had burning in my sinuses and a headache, progressed to swollen glands. And then a week after I got home, I started with the dry cough, fever, a lot of bronchospasm. I have very minimal exercise-induced asthma, so I was taking my asthma inhaler multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. And on day four, I actually felt like I was having some shortness of breath, but didn't understand how serious that was myself at the time. But I was able to, you know, naivete, and, you know, doctors, we take care of ourselves badly. I did stay home. Yes. And, you know, I was on the phone with my physician, and she said, I'm sure you have COVID-19. And the problem I had was I call my health department and say, like, I'm here. You know, when I had this cough and fever, I said, oh, my gosh, this is COVID-19. Mm. And the hospital wasn't doing testing. There's no community testing. So I called my health department and said, I'm here. And they said, well, if you weren't on the cruise and if you weren't from Italy or China, we don't have enough tests for everybody. So just, you know, stay inside. And the head of the health department, who's a friend of mine, called me and checked on my welfare and said, how's your breathing? Are you okay? I'm sorry, we just don't have enough tests to test you. Because at that point, Northern Virginia was having the beginning of an outbreak from a couple of the cruise ships. So
right.
That's what happened. That was my acute story. And then it's really taken almost a month to start feeling like myself. A lot of people get really knocked out by this. So,
now, did you have any experience with the hydroxychloroquine yourself?
No, I did not, because at the time I was through the acute phase, and there is some, it was a little suspicious to me until I looked at some of the data that came out of China. Mm-hmm. And now, as we know now, there are people that are having complications with heart valve, not heart valve, but heart conduction system abnormalities with the chloroquine and azithromycin.
Oh, really?
So the, so when Brazil terminated their studies, and we, our hospital system was talking about taking it off routine use as a recommendation, because now there's new evidence showing that it, the effect may be when it's provided. If it's given too late, it may not be helpful, and a certain people are really, people have actually died from the heart rhythm problems from the medication. So there's a closer look at the benefit, when, and timing.
So, well, and this is part of the challenge, and you know this better than anybody as an infectious disease specialist, you know, and this is what studies will provide for us, and we're doing this on the fly because of the fear factor and because of the reality of so many people getting infected and people dying. And then, of course, we hear the anecdotal stories. I mean, I'm in Florida, and in South Florida, there was a gentleman, he just said, he'd already said goodbye to his family, I'm done. And then within 24 hours after taking the hydroxy, he's a new man again. So we're hearing anecdotal responses. There was a doctor, I guess, that did some early testing on it in Italy, and he reported 16 of his patients who were diagnosed with COVID-19. But again, like everything, I mean, this is what science does so brilliantly in our behalf in terms of being able to study the unintended consequences. These other issues that you're pointing out right now, and I'm glad to hear you bring this up, because we've not heard anything about this, and especially as sadly political that this particular topic has become. But yet we're told that 30-40% of the doctors across the country are saying, look, at you know, we don't have anything better, so why not try it?
Right, and well, this is pretty much hot off the press over the past couple days, weeks, really, maybe 1 week of a step back from that. The other treatment that we have, and I do want to make one little correction. I respectively want to comment on Megan Barth's comment about viruses. You know, we do have things that kill viruses. They just keep circulating, like staph infections. You know, we can't completely get rid of staph infections, but everybody that's had the flu and bad case has probably gotten Tamiflu, and for shingles, there's Valtrex and Famvir. So we do, you know, we are hoping to find a medication that does kill this virus. We just don't know if it's going to keep circulating. And the other medication that looks like it could be hopeful is remdesivir, but we now, it appears to be working. We're waiting for the controlled study. They are in a finishing up phase three controlled studies, looking at those who didn't take it at all with those who did. And the major side effect were some elevated liver function studies. And to what end, I don't think anybody might have actually died of that complication, but it really makes the intensive care course much more complicated if now you have to worry about liver function.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Smith, when you say phase three, how far away from getting released to the general public is it?
I heard any week now, so I'm anxiously waiting to get that information.
Mm-hmm. Now, they also talk in terms of a prophylactic that, and this was also one of the attributes that was assigned to hydroxychloroquine, that it could serve as a prophylactic, and as, of course, something is needed for doctors such as yourself, other first responders who are out there on the front line dealing with this, who are getting subsequently infected, and some, sadly, have, paid the price of running to the front line to to manage the health care of people who have been, been inflicted with COVID-19.
Right. Yeah. As far as I know, I don't know any of my colleagues who are actively doing it. There may be some information on that. I do suspect the rheumatologists will probably be gathering data on their patients on what we call Plaquenil, hydroxychloroquine,
yes,
otherwise known as Plaquenil. A lot of people are on that, and it'll be interesting to see if maybe those people were protected, or knowing they're immunocompromised, were they just doing social distancing and appropriate behavior from the beginning to keep themselves safe. But we might see some information about that soon.
And I think part of the challenge is that just our own psychology as Americans, I often say that we are in the hurry-up society, microwave generation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. We want the facts now. We want this resolved now. But this is a bit of a process, and we have to allow science to do its due diligence on behalf of we the people. We've got more from Dr. Schmidt after this.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Faith and politics.
may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
Our Father and our God, we bow our heads to you in humility, understanding that we are not competent in and of ourselves to handle this kind of global calamity. We look to you, Lord, to be the source, the strength, the help, the light that we need. Strengthen our first responders. Strengthen even our broadcast people. Strengthen all of us whose lives have been devastated and disrupted. And give us the peace that passes all understanding. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You never stop working.
I'm so grateful for the sentiment and prayers of Bishop T.D. Jakes. I'll tell you, we got a lot of smart people on this, but no doubt we need to appeal to God, in my personal opinion, on this situation, because as we're realizing, we don't have the whole truth. We really don't know what all has gone on. The Chinese Communist Party, not to get into the political realm necessarily with our guest, Dr. Mary Schmidt, who's an infectious disease specialist, but as a specialist, you want to know the facts. You want to know what you're dealing with. And what we're finding out is that the Chinese Communist Party wasn't necessarily up front. We still don't have all the facts. The World Health Organization, which we contribute as a nation, a lot of money in support of their efforts, which on the surface should be, should not be partisan. Should be one that are so vigilant to the facts, and when we find that certain things are being abused and neglected and ignored at people's expense, I mean, people are dying here, and we are at great risk, and fortunately, Dr. Schmidt, we've got some good people on this, that regardless of the origination, you know, we're having to deal with this, you know, once the cows have gotten out of the barn, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
And so for you, when you realized that you had COVID, you had initially suspected that perhaps, and even though you're dealing, you know, with a compromised system in and of itself, and in fact of dealing with asthma, as you said, and so I got to imagine part of it is that you're saying, okay, well, is this asthma related, maybe even flu, but then you had to finally make that final conclusion of no, this is COVID-19.
Right, and actually, there's a little caveat in there because I was able to try to figure out how to get a test because I'm an infectious disease specialist. It's actually head of the lab in my practice, and I knew we used to carry the media for this, and it was the first day LabCorp was saying they would do it. Mm. And so my doctor, you know, the primary care doctors, it's hard for them because they didn't have the masks and the proper gowns to protect themselves, and my doctor didn't have a freezer to store it. So she said she'd write me a prescription if I could figure out how to do it. The lab, you know, they don't do these respiratory samples. So I called my old practice and said, I need to have, do you have this media? Somebody ran it out to me. I tried to do the test myself, but retrospectively, you know, I did it like we would do some viral tests on children. And retrospectively, we try not to hurt kids, so we try to only do it really well on one side of the nostril. And now we're finding that if you only do one nostril and not two, there could be a 50% false negative rate on the test. So how this test is done and which type of test, there's two different types of PCR tests. One of them is much more sensitive than the other one. And so, you know, I had to do it all myself. So I can tell you I probably didn't do it strong enough. I think they handled it correctly, but I ended up having a false negative. And thank God that we're now having these rapid blood drop tests that came out. And how I found out I was positive is the Chinese to develop a one of the companies there developed a rapid test that's available now, and if somebody wants to order it in the U.S., and the acute antibody phase is almost 100% sensitive in the group that they checked.
Oh, wow.
So they checked it against people that were confirmed positive and had clinical disease of COVID, and that's what came back on me. I just had that done last week, and that my acute phase reactant was positive, and I just said I knew it.
All right, exactly. How come we're not hearing about this test?
Well, I'm not sure why. Our hospital right now is testing two of them to check for accuracy and sensitivities against patients that we know had the disease. I found my test through the grapevine. Actually, I have like a physician support group, and one of my docs said, "Hey, I got this blood test," and I said, "Where?" And went over there myself, and they're testing healthcare workers or people that want to pay, and because it's not FDA approved, you have to pay a small, under $100 fee. I was willing to pay that to know.
Yes,
but
right.
They will be available, and this is something that docs can do in their office. They don't have to stick a little swab and make people cough and sneeze in order to get the test.
Mm-hmm.
So this
right.
will be good, and it will tell a lot of us whether or not we've had it. The problem is we won't know, even though we know people have developed antibodies, we don't know how good those are, how long they're going to last. If you had it and you don't have the antibody, sometimes that happens, but we know that for some reason people are protected from the disease anyway, so the answer to that is to come. And I actually heard Bill Gates last night say that he supported a company that's now producing home kits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the results should be reported to the health department that can help you do trace contacting to let other people know. But that would be fantastic, so people don't even have to, try to find a healthcare provider to do the test, that they could do it themselves.
Exactly. Well, no doubt. I mean, testing has been one of the questions that have been asked repeatedly. And as an infectious disease specialist, what is the goal here in terms of testing, in terms of, tracing contacts and that sort of thing? How do we do this with 325 million people?
Yeah, we got to figure out how we're going to get volunteers next time to do the tracing and get more tests available. I think that will help in the future. This is going to be important moving forward as we try to open up life a little bit. I agree with the theory. There's going to be like a phase one and a phase two. And phase one will increase gatherings to 10 people, distancing, wearing masks if you go into larger areas. But in order to know who's safe to go out and do that, people are going to need to be able to test themselves and get a result back soon. And that should be coming. I think they're hoping within 24 hours for some of the mail order tests will be 24 to 48 hours that And in the meantime, you need to stay away from others.
Exactly. Well, even though you may have had a test, I mean, that doesn't clear you forever. It's a snapshot. So for that moment in time, you could be asymptomatic or you could be, could be determined that you're negative, but maybe 30 minutes later, could you be, you could be infected, right?
Right. You could still get infected again. And I actually think I probably got reinfected I had a blip of reinfection, and whether I was started getting cavalier around my house. Because if you're infected and you're even at home, we know that the bathroom is a contaminated nightmare from the hospital studies, and it's everywhere. And then somebody told me the splash, if you don't close the toilet lid today, the splash can get you reinfected. So I thought, I could have easily reinfected myself somehow in my own home. And I did have a blip where I started to feel worse again. And so you're right. I'm thinking even at some point you will be able to get it again, but hopefully protection will prevent you from ending up in the intensive care unit.
Well, where we are right now, the specialists are saying that we could probably look forward to this as a seasonal experience, that it will come back, maybe fourth quarter this year. What do you think?
It's hard to say because when we initially saw this happening, we thought of SARS-1. We call this SARS-CoV-2. SARS-1, which was in around 2004, which went from China, and Toronto got hit really hard. But we thought, well, if Toronto didn't leave Toronto out, maybe we won't get hit hard. That, I think that experience also tainted our response to this. And so, I don't know. I've yet to see. MERS has been, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, has been circulating for 6 years. So this could continue to go about if we can't get control of it.
Exactly.
So at this point, we're not in control of it.
Well, Dr. Mary Schmidt, look forward to staying in touch and to have you keep us up to date on what the latest is happening with COVID-19. She's an infectious disease specialist and a victim herself of the coronavirus. Dr. Schmidt, thank you for being with us. Have a great day. Be safe.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch.
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million the week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Silence of mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in and she's with.
Welcome back, America, fresh and independent. We are at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Ralph Reed joins us now, the chairman and CEO of Century Strategies, a public relations and public affairs firm. He's worked on 11 presidential campaigns, chaired the Georgia Republican Party, and served on the Evangelicals for Trump Coalition. Dr. Reed, great to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, congratulations on the new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. Why did this book have to be written?
Well, I felt it was very important to set the record straight. And the book, Bill, was not primarily a defense of Trump, although I do plenty of that in For God and Country. It's really more a defense of the faith community, because they have been maligned and smeared and belittled and insulted for 4 to 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been called spiritual frauds, hypocrites, phonies, people who sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, bankrupted the gospel in order to get access to power, This has been said by the media, even by some never-Trumper Christian. And I felt it was important, Bill, to make the case that in 2016, and even more so now, on the issues that beat in the heart and give meaning to the souls of tens of millions of believers, the right to life, religious freedom, appointing judges who will respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the defense of the State of Israel, Trump has not only kept his word, he's been a champion and a fighter, and I think the decision of Christians to back him with the biggest numbers ever was not only politically justified, I think it was the morally correct decision, and they'll do it in even bigger numbers this November.
I believe you're right, Ralph, and I think that the left understands that, and this is why they're going after the evangelicals and people of faith so radically. And you've been taking the bullets for a long time, as you say, because you've been at the forefront of this. You were convinced that Donald Trump was the real deal. I had this conversation with Paula White the other day. I said, Paula, you know, that was my question. Was he authentic? And she says, oh, Bill, absolutely. That he had converted to Christianity long before he went down that escalator there on Fifth Street and Madison Avenue.
Yeah, and Paula got to know the president, obviously, even before I did, I think in 2006 or 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know Ivanka and Jared in 2010, and then got a call literally out of the blue from Donald Trump in March of 2011. I invited him to speak at a Faith and Freedom event. This is all in the opening chapter of my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about how, you know, I was very skeptical.
Yes.
And I told him that. And then I got to know him, and we talked about some of these issues. I'm not his spiritual counselor. I'm not his pastor. That's not the relationship that I have with him.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about all the issues that are important to evangelicals and pro-life Catholics, and he assured me that he would be solid. He walked through the issues with me. So while a lot of people were very reticent, and I make the point in Forgotten Country, Bill, that two-thirds of evangelicals supported someone other than Donald Trump in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them Ted Cruz, and then after that, Mike Huckabee, Marco Rubio. But in the end, with a Supreme Court vacancy on the highest court in the land that would decide the destiny of that court for a generation, and with Donald Trump making the unprecedented promise to choose from a list that he had released in advance, and Hillary Clinton promising to appoint only a pro-abortion radical, and lots of other issues too, but the life issue alone and the court issue alone, I think faced with that binary choice, deeply committed Christians faced with a difficult choice did the right thing, and their choice, Bill, has been vindicated.
Without a doubt. It's been a fruitful choice, as you say in your book. Promises made, promises kept at every turn. You can measure Donald Trump based on the fruit of his promises, the presidency, the administration, every step of the way, even when the radical left media has come after him. Many times, Ralph, he's proven to be right, but never do they come back and say, we got it wrong and Donald Trump was right.
That's right, and I detail all of that in the book. I have a chapter on the fake news media and the death and end of journalism. I think journalism is dead. They were out to get him from the minute he got on that escalator. They lie about him. They distort and twist his words. And, you know, I quote Jesus in the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm obviously not saying that Donald Trump is perfect, because none of us are. I'm not saying he's without sin, because we have all sinned and all fallen short of God's glory, and we all make mistakes. All of us do.
Exactly.
But I make this point. You know, instead of treating his tweets like they're the Holy Writ and focusing on every single word he says, does he sometimes say or tweet things I wish he wouldn't? Sure he does. But I focus, the longer I do this, Bill, the more I understand that the true measure of a person is their deeds. It's their actions. It's what they do. And I quote Jesus, you know, not comparing the two at all, but just the principle. He said to the Pharisees when they were twisting his words and calling him a phony, and calling him a fraud. He said, if you don't believe me, believe the works. Believe the deeds that I do.
Exactly.
And in the case of Donald Trump, you know, all these never-Trumpsters in the left-wing media, I mean, how can you argue with Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh? How can you argue with him saying he was going to move the embassy to Jerusalem and being the first president in 25 years to keep that promise? How can you argue with his commitment to either renegotiate or pull out of the Iran nuclear deal, which would have allowed the leading state sponsor of terrorism in the world to obtain nuclear weapons, on issue after issue, on deed after deed? He not only kept his word, he exceeded our greatest expectations. And I have an appendix in the book, Bill, called Promises Made, Promises Kept. I think it's about 30 pages long,
yes.
And it could have been longer, detailing every one of his accomplishments, from the economy to the life issue to the courts, jobs, religious freedom, you name it.
Ralph, I got to tell you, what you just shared right now is consistent with what came to me when I was doing a presentation for a local Tea Party group here in Florida. And I told them what we could learn from Donald Trump is the same thing that Jesus told us. And that is, you can stand in the truth. And as the Apostle Paul told us, having done all to stand, he says, keep standing. Because the truth won't change. And this is my takeaway and my observation from Donald Trump near 4 years later in observing, as you say, the fruit, observing, you know, the bottom line of his presidency, the promises made, the promises kept, and the fruit of his decisions. And often I find him to be right and wrong and all the other hysteria that wraps around it is to try to question and get him off his standing. And his standing is he knows that he knows. And I believe that's the takeaway for all people of faith, is that if you know what you know, you're going to stand in the truth, right?
I think that, you know, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. And President Trump has certainly made a few of his own. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure particularly in the personnel area, he'd acknowledge that. But I will tell you this. When it comes to the issues, his instincts are invariably right. Not trusting the Iranians, believing that we should stand with Israel, believing that we should defend life. And to your point, when he takes one of these positions, it's not halfway. It's not mealy-mouthed. You know, it's not lukewarm. I mean, he's the first president in the history of our country to address the March for Life.
Okay.
And not only is he solid, but look at the people he's surrounded himself with. You know, I have a chapter in the book on the selection of Mike Pence as vice president.
I'll tell you what, Ralph, we've got to go to a quick break. Let me hit the pause button real quick. We'll come right back and we'll pick it up from there. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. Ralph Reed after this.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Dr. Ralph Reed continues. We're talking about his brand new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. Ralph, you were saying in talking about Donald Trump, you get Donald Trump as a figure, but you can also measure a figure by the people that he surrounds himself with, right?
Yeah, that's right. And when it came to choosing his governing partner, he had a lot of choices, and there were some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But he picked Mike Pence, who's not only a man of profound Christian faith, and is not only the real deal himself, but he's a full-spectrum conservative. And look at the job that Mike Pence has done, helping the president manage and direct the government's response to the coronavirus. He's just an impact player, start to finish. Look at Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, one of the most impressive conservatives in Congress when he was there. Graduated top of his class in West Point, former CIA officer, just gold-plated, and a man of profound faith as Secretary of State. I could go on and on with Ben Carson and Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, who's a dear friend because we're both from Georgia, and Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, who's a deeply committed Christian and a longtime stalwart conservative. He has surrounded himself with the best and people who are not only coming from a faith standpoint, but they're solid in their philosophical groundings. And again, it gives the lie to and refutes the critics who claims that he just makes it up as he goes along, that he only wants to be surrounded by yes men, that he's an ideological chameleon. I mean, look, I've been around a long time. You know, this is my 11th presidential campaign and probably my 7th White House that I've worked with. And I can tell you this right now. You don't choose the kind of conservatives and Christians that he has at every level of government by accident. It only happens if you're doing it purposefully.
Exactly. and purposefully and based on experience. I mean, he has been one that, as we've said early on, that has written the front part of a check, and we know what that means, and we know the kind of pressure that goes when you are the owner of a company, you've run a company, you've been responsible for hiring people, and you've been responsible for firing people as well. And Donald Trump is no nonsense, and I say we, those of us who are business-oriented, have longed for a long time for having some business acumen brought to the Oval Office. We thought years ago that maybe Ross Perot might be the guy, maybe Mitt Romney, but little did we know that in God's perfect timing, it had to be one Donald Trump.
Yeah, it did, and it's a very unorthodox and unusual background for a president. I mean, keep in mind, we've never had anybody serve as president in the history of this country who wasn't either a senator or a governor, served in Congress, served in the cabinet, or was a military hero or a general. Mm-hmm. And for him to come out of the chute like that, and not only having never served in office, having never run for office,
exactly,
and mow down 16 other supremely qualified, many of them outstanding candidates and leaders in their own right, and then win a race in the general election that, let's be honest, very few people thought he could win. And really win going away in the Electoral College, winning states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which no Republican had carried since the 84 Reagan landslide. You know, he may never get his due from the liberal media, and I don't think he expects to, and I don't think he cares.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you this. If we do our job as Christians and we turn out in record numbers and we intercede and pray for him, and Lord willing, he's reelected, he has the potential to go down as one of America's most historically significant presidents.
Well, you think of right now, Ralph, upon reelection, we're looking at maybe two, possibly three Supreme Court justices to be nominated from that list that he presented to us, what, 4 or 5 years ago? I mean, this is going to control the court and put conservatism, it becomes the capstone for the court for probably the next 50 years at least, don't you think?
I do, and it really gets back to the point I make in my book. You know, those of us who are deeply committed Christians,
mm-hmm.
you know, they said, how can you back a thrice married Manhattan billionaire who used to be a social liberal, who's been pro-choice and has a background as a playboy? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he promised us that if he became president, he would fill the Scalia seat with a conservative. Then he got another vacancy, filled it with another conservative. And you know, he's appointed more judges in the first 3 years of his administration than any president since George Washington, which is when the courts were set up. And they're solid. They're conservative. They believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They believe in original intent. And if we had done what the media told us to do, if we had done what the critics told us to do and the never-Trumpers told us to do, do you realize Hillary Clinton would have now not only appointed these two judges, justices,
yes,
but Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have probably retired, and she would have replaced her with a younger, more radical version of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and on all the issues we care about, we would have been defeated for a generation and maybe two. That would have been the outcome if we had done what they said we should have done. They were wrong. We were right, and we should do it again and do it again in even bigger numbers.
It would be infanticide on steroids, Ralph, because we know what the Democrats want to do. Offer comfort care, sell baby body parts, you know, harvest their organs, their little organs. They've made it clear this is what they believe in. In fact, I am so surprised. I know that the Democratic Party is in shambles right now, and it's really revealing itself as the Democratic Socialist Marxists that they have, they've been for a long time. But now, thank you very much, Bernie Sanders and AOC et al., they are fully revealed. But now more than ever, people of faith, even especially, Ralph, this is what shocks me when I talk with them. I say, have you not read the platform of the Democratic Party, and they look at you like, you know, like deer in the headlights, and you go, just read it, and it should tell you everything. If anything is, you know, just wholly antithetical to the Bible and the Word of God, it is the Democratic platform. It's inarguable.
Yeah, that's right. And Hillary Clinton was the first presidential candidate in U.S. history to be endorsed in the primaries by Planned Parenthood. She was bought and paid for by Planned Parenthood. She was the first candidate to ever call for the repeal of the Hyde Amendment. Mm-hmm. That had been a bipartisan consensus for 40 years to keep taxpayer funds from being used to pay for elective abortions under the Medicaid program. That is a position that Joe Biden took for 42 years as a senator, as vice president, and as a presidential candidate. And when he entered this race last April, he folded like a cheap suit on that issue in a matter of 72 hours. Changed a position he had held for 42 years. Why? Because it is impossible to be the Democratic nominee for president today if you don't pledge to increase funding to Planned Parenthood. If you don't agree to abortion on demand for any reason or no reason at all through the ninth month of pregnancy, including moments before the child is born, paid for with tax dollars under Obamacare or Medicare for All or some other government-run health care scheme. And so, yes, they're radical. They're out of the mainstream. They do not reflect biblical values. Frankly, Bill, they don't even reflect mainstream American value.
They were selling what 70% of America did not want, and Bernie Sanders brought that out loud and clear when the final numbers came, and this is why he finally had to say it's over. He's not pursuing the nomination for the Democratic presidential nomination for the Democratic Party any longer, so he's folded his tent. In your book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, Ralph, as you and I are well aware, about 50%, only 50% of Christians actually register to vote, which is shocking to me. And that's a whole nother interview and discussion that we can have. But to keep it on point here and to really hit the critical issue here, when you've got 50% of Christians not even bothering to register, and even the ones that do register, only 50% of those actually vote, that's an indictment on, you know, Christians who say they believe in the Word of God, that, you know, Jesus very clearly said, you've got to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar and to God the things that are God. And we have a social responsibility. We are made to be the salt and the light for a dark world and a dark country. And this is how we let the light shine, is by coming out and declaring our vote, is it not?
Talk about that in the book. I talk about the fact that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom both that is both here now and is yet to come. But we have an equal and corollary citizenship here on earth. For us as citizens of the United States, and I go through Old Testament and New Testament teaching, I talk about how the Apostle Paul, when he was unfairly charged, appealed his case all the way to Caesar. He, you know, you didn't have the right to vote in the Roman Republic, but you Yes. did have the right to appeal to Caesar. It was the most precious right of a Roman citizen. And when they tried to scourge him and when they tried to unfairly jail him, did he just say, oh, I'm willing to suffer as a Christian? No, he didn't. Of course he was willing to suffer as a Christian, but he believed the rights that he had as a citizen of Rome were God-given, and he believed he had every right to exercise them, and we should do the same. And what is the foundational right? The foundational right of an American citizen, it is to vote.
Dr. Ralph Reed, author of the book, and it's a must-read, especially for people of faith, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump. Ralph, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. God bless. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Bill. You too. Appreciate you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi.